their unwillingly giving witchcraft a significant advantage to oppress them without any resistance. This scripture clearly expresses this in Hosea 4 verse 6.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings that fills our lives. Thank you for helping us in our helplessness. Thank you for your strength that is working within us, making us to do what is right in your sight. Thank you for placing your honor upon our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for new opportunities you are bringing into our lives so that we can rise into greatness through those opportunities. Thank you for your power and authority that is making impossible things possible in our lives and situations. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient for us at all times. Thank you, Lord, for glorifying your name and your kingdom through us in the earth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your words of promises and prophecies that are coming to pass in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your commitment to this ministry, especially to these prayer sessions we have been doing for some time now. We thank you for committing yourself in such a way that you always answer our prayers and you always surprise us with benefits and blessings. Thank you, Father. We are here tonight, O Lord, to seek your face once again, to pray and to call upon your name in faith. O Lord, visit us. Help us. Bless us. Fix our situations, our negative situations. Give us comfort and joy and peace on every side. Make your will prevail in our lives. Make impossible things possible in our lives. Make all things work together for our good. Have your way, O Lord, as we pray right here tonight. have your way and take your place. Thank you, Father, for we know you are going to do beyond our expectations. Thank you, faithful Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to worship God with songs. Then we're going to prayer points. The God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war. Your mercies endure it forever and ever. Oh, praise his holy name. Hallelujah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war. Your mercies endure it forever and ever. Oh, praise his holy name. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. He's alive, amen. In our lives, Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive, amen. He's alive, amen. In our lives, Jesus he's alive, forever he's alive, amen. Until I reach my home, until I reach my home, until I reach my home, I will never ever stop my journey halfway until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. Until I reach my home, I will never ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my home, this world is not my home. This world is not my home. Heaven is my home. Heaven is my home. I will never Oh, until I reach my home, I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my home. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. He made the blind to see. Hallelujah. He made the lame to walk. Hallelujah. He walked upon the sea. Hallelujah. He made the dead to rise. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, oh, he holds my future. My life is worth a living just because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, because I know, oh, he holds my future. My life is worth a living just because he lives. Oh, my life is worth a living just because Jesus lives. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord, have your way, have your way, Lord, have your way, oh Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way. As we pray, have your way, Lord. in this place, have your way. Oh Lord, have your way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. Jesus is the answer for our world today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for our world today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for our world today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer forward today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. Yahweh, Yahweh. Oh, Yahweh, Yahweh, you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are glorious, O Lord. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are glorious, Father. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Yahweh, 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 you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. How should I? How should I? Elohim, Ein Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same. By the power of your name. How should I? How should I? Elohim and Adonai. We will praise and lift you up. How should I? How should I? How should I? How should I? Elohim and Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same. By the power of your name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim and Adonai. We will praise and lift you on, El Shaddai. We love thee, Lord. We love thee, Lord. Yes, we love thee, Lord. You are God. We love you, Lord. We love thee, Lord. We love you, Lord. Yes, we love you, Lord. You are God. You alone is the Lord. We love you, Lord. You're so good to us. We love you, Lord. Yes, we love thee, Lord, you are God. Holy, are you, Lord? All creation call you God. Worthy is your name. We worship your majesty. Awesome God, how great thou art. You are God, mighty are your miracles. We stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow and worship you. Awesome God, how great thou art. You are God, mighty are your miracles. We stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow and worship you. Lord, we bow and worship you. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of men, you are here before the world began, above all kingdoms. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth. There's no way to measure what you want. Crucified, laid behind a stone, he lived to die, rejected and alone. Like a rose trampled on the ground, he took the form and thought of me, above all crucified, laid behind the stone, Jesus lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground, he took the fall and thought of me, above all. Over and again, I give you my life. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, I belong to you. I belong to Jesus. Over and again, I give you my heart. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, I belong to you. Worship him. Praise him. Glorify him. adore him, magnify him, worship the King of Glory, worship the Lord of Hosts, worship I Am That I Am, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Rock of Ages, Rock of Israel, the God of the everlasting covenant. Worship the one who was and is and is to come. Worship Alpha and Omega, beginning and the ending. Praise him. Glorify his name. Honor him. Adore him. Magnify him. Celebrate him. Worship Jesus. Worship Jesus. Worship Jesus. Worship Jesus, miracle worker, mountain mover, way maker, mighty healer, mighty deliverer, the great restorer, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Praise the King of the universe, the controller of the heavens and the earth and the underworld, the controller of times and seasons. Praise him. He is before all things, and by him all things consist. By him were all things created, and all things were created by him and for him. Worship him. He rules over all rulers. He rules over all kings, all governors, all presidents of nations. He rules over all. And no one rule over him. Glorify him. He is highly exalted. So highly exalted. And no one can catch up with him. He's greater than all. Stronger than all. Wiser than all. Mightier than all. Bless his holy name. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Lord. No one can defeat you. No one can stand against you. No one can stop you. For you alone is the Lord. You alone is the King. And only your kingdom will reign forever. Every other kingdom shall be wasted. We bless you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and blessings and praise. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank God with this prayer. You can say, Father, thank you for everything you have given to me. Say, thank you, Father, for everything you have done in my life. For everything you are doing in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have given to me. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done in my life. Thank you, Lord, for everything you are doing in my life. Thank you, Jesus, for good health you have given to me. Thank you, Jesus, for success you have given to me. Thank you, Jesus, for your honor you have placed on my life. Thank you, Jesus, for great blessings you have released into my life. Thank you, Jesus, for your mighty hand that is helping me, supporting me, giving me strength. Thank you, Jesus, for meeting all my needs. Thank you, Jesus, for renewing my strength every day. Thank you, Jesus, for glorifying your name in my life. Thank you, Jesus, for answering all my prayers. Thank you, Jesus, for doing miracles in my life. Thank you, Jesus, for doing impossible things in my life. I believe you're thanking him like that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank him again? You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for who you are in heaven. Thank you for who you are in the earth. And thank you for who you are under the earth. Thank you, Father, for who you are. Thank you, Father, for who you are. Open your mouth and begin to thank him for who he is. We are here to pray because of who he is. We trust him because of who he is. We depend on him because of who he is. We overcome sin because of who he is. We overcome Satan because of who he is. Thank him for who he is. We overcome death because of who he is. We overcome sicknesses and diseases and demons because of who he is. Thank him for who he is. Thank him for who he is. Thank him for who he is. Thank Jesus for who he is. Thank Jesus for who he is in heaven. Thank Jesus for who he is in the earth. Thank Jesus for who he is under the earth. We bless your name, Lord. We praise you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Jesus, for a great glory you have prepared for me. You're going to say, thank you, Jesus, for a great glory you have prepared for me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him like that. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank you for a great glory you have prepared for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because you are going to take me into that glory. Thank you for a great honor you have prepared for me. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, in my life, let your will prevail. Say, Father, in my life, let your will prevail. Let your will prevail. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Krishi hisse subahashta nagida. Liatashanda getegla. Say, Father, in my life, let your will prevail. In my situations, let your will prevail. In my environment, let your will prevail. In my ministry, let your will prevail. In my calling, let your will prevail. In every day of my life, let your will prevail. In my spirit, let your will prevail. In my soul, let your will prevail. In my body, let your will prevail. Let your will prevail in my life. Let your will prevail in my life. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Let your will prevail in my life, Lord Jesus. Let your will be done in my life. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to say, Father, do justice to my enemies and to everything they are doing against me. Say, Father, do justice to my enemies and to everything they do against me. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, do justice to my enemies. Father, do justice to my enemies and to everything they do against me. In the name of Jesus, enforce justice on my enemies. and enforce justice on my enemies and on everything they are doing against me. Right now, in the name of Jesus, enforce your justice. Enforce your justice. Enforce your justice. Enforce your justice. Right now. Right now. For righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Enforce your justice on my enemies. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to say, Father, arise and fight my battles. And let me hold my peace. Say, Father, arise and fight my battles. And let me hold my peace. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Arise, O Lord. Fight my battles. Arise, O Lord. Fight my battles. Arise, O Lord. Fight my battles. And let me hold my peace. Arise, O Lord, fight my battles. Kishete tendu teleba hashuna. Gideon desasujile kushnada. Arise, O King of glory. Arise, O Lord of hosts. Arise, Almighty God. Fight my battles. Fight my battles. Fight my battles and let me hold my peace. Fight my battles now. Fight my battles now. For you cannot lose a fight. For you have never lost a fight. Fight my battles now and let me hold my peace. In the name of Jesus, arise. Lion of the tribe of Judah, arise. King of Israel, arise. Most High God, arise. Rock of Israel, arise. Fight my battles. Fight my battles. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Fight my battles. Even my stubborn battles. Fight my battles. Even my stubborn battles. And crush all my enemies. Crush them into pieces. Crush them into pieces. Arise, O King of glory. Fight my battles. And crush my enemies into pieces. Right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Almighty God, touch everything in my life and do your miracles. Say, Almighty God, touch everything in my life and do your miracles in my life. Touch everything in my life. Do your deliverance in my life. Touch everything in my life. Do your breakthroughs in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Dishose sedek hashana tekla. Biharenia shegushilia. Tuzise nishilia. Touch everything in my life. Touch everything in my life. Almighty God, touch every area of my life and do your miracles there. Touch every area of my life and set me free. Touch every area of my life and transform my life. Touch every area of my life and lift up my life. Touch every area of my life and do your breakthroughs in my life. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, touch everything in my life. Everything going on in my life, touch them all. Do your miracles. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Almighty God, make everything the enemy have made difficult easy in my life. Everything the enemy have made difficult in my life, oh Lord, make them easy now. Make them easy now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Almighty God, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, make everything the enemy have made difficult in my life easy right now. Make everything the enemy has made difficult in my life easy right now. Make everything the kingdom of darkness has made difficult in my life easy right now. In the name of Jesus, El Shaddai, make them easy. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to say, Father, with your mighty hand, open all the doors the enemy have closed against me. Say, Father, with your mighty hand, open all the doors the enemy have closed against me. Open them right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Father, with your mighty hand, open all the doors the enemy have closed against me. Open all the doors witchcraft have closed against me. Open all the doors agents of Satan have closed against me. Open them now with your mighty hand. In the name of Jesus, open them now. Open them now. Open them now. Open them now. In the name of Jesus, all the doors the dark kingdom have closed against my success and progress, all the doors the dark kingdom have closed against my lifting up to the next higher level, oh Lord of hosts, open them now with your mighty hand. In the name of Jesus, Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, set on fire everything you have not planted in my life. Say, Lord Jesus, set on fire everything you have not planted in my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Set them on fire. Set them on fire. Set them on fire. Everything you have not planted, set them on fire. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying like that. Everything you have not planted, Lord Jesus, set them on fire. Set them on fire right now. Everything you have not planted in my ministry, set them on fire. Everything you have not planted in my destiny, set them on fire. Everything you have not planted in my spirit, soul, and body, set them on fire right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, let the hunger of God destroy every spirit of darkness assigned to make life difficult for me. Let the hunger of God destroy every power of darkness assigned to make life difficult for me. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Begin to pray. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. Every agent of Satan assigned to make life difficult for me, let the hunger of God destroy them. Every agent of Satan assigned to make life difficult for me, let the hunger of God destroy them. Every agent of Satan assigned to make life difficult for me, let the hunger of God destroy them right now. In the name of Jesus, every serpent and scorpion assigned to make life difficult for me, be consumed by the hunger of God. Every serpent and scorpion assigned to make life difficult for me, be consumed by the hunger of God. Every serpent and scorpion assigned to make life difficult for me, be consumed by the hunger of God. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your authority release the manifestation of the answers to my prayers. You can say, Father, let your authority, your divine authority, release the manifestation of the answers to my prayers. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your divine authority, let the authority of your kingdom release the manifestation of the answers to my prayers right now in the name of Jesus. Let the authority in your kingdom, the authority in your throne, release the manifestation, the physical manifestation of the answers to my prayers, the physical manifestation of my blessings, the physical manifestation of my miracles, of my breakthrough. Oh Lord, let your authority release them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let your authority release the physical manifestation of my freedom. Let your authority release the physical manifestation of my riches and wealth. Let your authority release the physical manifestation of my healing right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, in your mercy, do great things in my life to show forth the praise of you, to show forth the praise of your name. Say, Father, in your mercy, by your mercy, do great things in my life to show forth the praise of you, to show forth the praise of your name. Open your mouth and pray like that. Kishuste itosa bashanagala. Dedende kokishinia sisana. In your mercy, do great things. Do great things. Do great things in my life. Do great things in my life. Do great things in my life. To show forth your praises in the earth. To show forth your praises in the earth. In your mercy. Oh Lord, do great things in my life. By your mercy. Oh Lord, do great things in my life. To show forth your praises in the earth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, in your mercy, restore unto me all that I have lost in tenfold Restore unto me all that I have lost to the enemy in tenfold. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, restore unto me all that I have lost to the enemy in tenfold. Restore unto me all that I have lost to the enemy in tenfold. 10 times of the things I have lost, O Lord, restore them unto me. 10 times the things I have lost to the enemy, Lord, restore them unto me. Restore them unto me. Restore them unto me. Restore them unto me. 10 times the things I have lost to the kingdom of darkness, Lord, restore them unto me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume battles from my father's house and mother's house, contending with the manifestation of my destiny. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them all. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume battles from my father's house, battles from my mother's house, battles from my father's bloodline, battles from my mother's bloodline that is stopping the manifestation of my destiny. Consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Battles from my father's bloodline. Battles from my mother's bloodline. Fighting the manifestation of my calling and destiny. Fighting the fulfillment of God's promises for my life. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Be consumed by fire of the Holy Ghost. Right now in the name of Jesus. Battles from my family background. Battles from my family bloodline. Contending with the fulfillment of God's promises for my life. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Now, in the name of Jesus, be consumed by fire of the Holy Ghost. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, saturate my life. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, saturate my life. Until until there is no more captivities, until there is no more bondage, until there is no more slavery, until there is no more darkness. Saturate my life now. Open your mouth and pray, my God. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Fire of the Holy Ghost, saturate me. Saturate me. Saturate me. Saturate me. Until there is no more bondages in my life. Until there is no more captivities in my life. Until there is no more slavery in my life. Until there is no more limitations in my life. Until there is no more burdens of darkness, loads of darkness in my life. Until there is no more sickness in my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, saturate my life. Overshadow my life. Overshadow my life. Overshadow my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Lili Horeshi Diditi Sinagala. Baharai Shenagala. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Saturate me. Until there is no more failures in my life. Until there is no more pains. Until there is no more hardships. Until there is no more delays. Fire of the Holy Ghost, saturate me, envelop me, overshadow me right now. Overshadow my spirit. Overshadow my soul. Overshadow my body. Fire of the Holy Ghost, thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Overshadow my spirit. Overshadow my soul. Overshadow my body. Until every dark thing is gone. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall and destroy every darkness making light appear to me as darkness. Or let us put it this way, every darkness making good thing appear to me as evil, and making evil appear to me as good. Every darkness making right things appear to me as wrong, and wrong things appear to me as right. Let fire fall from heaven and consume them all. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let fire fall. Let fire fall and destroy every darkness making good things appear to me as bad, making evil things appear to me as good, making lies appear to me as the truth, making the truth appear to me as lies. Let fire fall and consume them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every darkness that I've surrounded my life, deceiving me, manipulating me, be consumed by fire of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray? You're going to say, Father, give me the strength and anointing to do good. Give me the strength and anointing to do good in the head, to do righteousness in the head. Give me the strength. Give me the strength. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray. There are billions of forces that don't want you to do good. Say, Father, give me the strength and power. Give me the grace and anointing to do good in the head. To always do good. To always do righteousness. To always do righteousness. To always do good. Give me the strength. Give me the strength. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make me 10 times better than my colleagues, than my peers. Make me 10 times better than everyone doing the same thing I'm doing. Lord, make me 10 times better. As you did to Daniel, do in my life, make me 10 times better. In my career, 10 times better. In my calling, 10 times better. In my destiny, 10 times better. Oh Lord, make me 10 times better. In the name of Jesus, give me great excellence in the things that I do. Give me great excellence in the work of my hands. Give me great excellence. Give me great excellence. Make me 10 times better in my career, in my profession, in my academics. Make me 10 times better. In the name of Jesus, make me 10 times better. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, with your mighty hand, pull out every seed of darkness that is buried deep down in me, every seed of darkness buried deep down in me, waiting for the right time to manifest. Oh Lord, pull out that seed. Pull them out right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, with your mighty hand, uproot every seed of darkness buried deep down in me, waiting for the right time to manifest evil. Oh Lord, uproot them. Uproot them. Uproot them. In the name of Jesus, uproot them now. Every plantation of darkness buried deep down in me, buried deep down in me, to manifest at a time in the future. Oh Lord, uproot them now. In the name of Jesus, uproot them now. In the name of Jesus, uproot them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Every seed of sickness and disease buried deep down in me to manifest at a future time, oh Lord, uproot them now. Uproot them now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I hand over the control of my life into your hands. Say, Father, I hand over the control of my life into your hands. Take over my life. Let nothing else control my life. Let no one else control my life. Let not myself control my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Logeste asusashada. Dishdehekteka dabahashana. I hand over the control of my life into your hands, O Lord. I hand over the control of my life into your hands, Lord Jesus. Let nothing control my life. Let nothing else control my life. Let no one else control my life. In the name of Jesus, I hand over the control of my life unto you. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, with your mighty hand, lift up my life beyond my imaginations. Lift up my life beyond whatever I have imagined. Beyond whatever height I have dreamt of, lift up my life beyond my expectations. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray, begin to pray like that. Lift up my life. Lift up my life. Lift up my life. Lift up my life. Beyond my imaginations. Beyond my dreams. Beyond my expectations. Lift up my life, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. God is going to lift you up beyond your dreams. Say, Father, lift up my life beyond my expectations. Lift up my life beyond the heights I have ever imagined. Beyond whatever I have ever dreamt of, lift up my life now. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray. We are in a season of lifting up. We are in a season of lifting up. Continue to pray. Say, oh Lord, lift up my life. Beyond every height I have ever imagined, with your mighty hand, lift up my life, promote my life. In the name of Jesus, elevate my life beyond my dreams, beyond my imaginations, beyond my expectations, beyond my prayers, beyond whatever I have ever prayed for. Lift up my life beyond whatever height I have ever thought of. By your mighty hand, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. God is going to single out some of you among multitudes for great honor. He's going to single out some of you here among multitudes for great honor. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, single me out. Single me out among multitudes, among millions of people in the earth, billions of people in the earth, for great honor. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Single me out. Single me out. Single me out among multitudes in the earth. Father, single me out among multitudes on earth for great honor. For great honor at this time, in this age of my life, single me out among thousands, among millions, among billions of people for great honor in the name of Jesus. Single me out, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. It doesn't matter what has been happening in your life before this time, before this point in time. It doesn't matter how your life has looked like, or whatever your life looked like or is looking like up to now. What matters is the intervention of your God at this time. Because God is about to change things in your life. I don't know if you believe. God is about to change things in your life. It doesn't matter what has been happening since 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. It doesn't matter what has been happening up to this point in time. What matters is that God is in your life right now to change your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, step into my current time, my present timeline, and change my life. Turn everything around. Turn things around. Turn things around right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, step into my present time. Step into my present time. Terminate all that the devil has been doing up to this point. Terminate them all. Change my story. Change my story. Change my story. I don't know if you believe, because that is exactly what God wants to do right now. But for those of you who believe, step into my present timeline. Turn things around. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Turn things around. Turn things around. By your power. By your power, O Lord. Step into my present time and change the course of things. Rewrite my story. Rewrite my history. Change everything. transform everything. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your Holy Spirit, give me stability. Make me stable in your purpose. Yeah, because some people, their life is just moving. Their life is not stable. Their lives are just moving to and fro, up and down, back and forth. There is no stability in their lives. They are not stable in the will of God. They are not stable. They are not balanced in the plan, in the plans of God, in the purpose of God for their lives. So you're going to say, Father, by your Holy Spirit, give me stability in your purpose for my life. Give me stability in your will for my life. Make me stand firm doing the things you have called me to do. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Lord, make me stand firm in your purpose for my life. Make me stand firm in your will for my life. Make me stand firm in your plans for my life. Give me stability. Give me balance in your will for my life. In the name of Jesus. Give me stability. Give me balance. Give me stability. Give me balance in your purpose for my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. One of the things that will determine if God is going to take you into the future He has planned for your life is the fact that you must continue to do the things God has called you to do. You must continue to do the things God has called you to do. Yeah, both when you are encouraged or discouraged, both in season or out of season, both when it is convenient and when it is not convenient, you must be consistent in doing the things God wants you to do. That is what will guarantee that you will enter into the future God has prepared for you. We have some ministers that the way they were preaching 5 years ago is not the way they preach now. They have kind of adulterate the message. They have kind of dilute the message. Yeah, the way they were so strong 5 years ago, 10 years ago, is not the way they are now. And that is why the future God had in mind for them is not happening. So if you are going to pray, if you want to enter into the future God has prepared for you, you must be consistent in the good thing you are doing now. You must be consistent, both when it is convenient and when it is not. You must be consistent. There is nothing in this world that should stop you from doing the work of God, or maybe I should use the word from continuing in doing the work of God. Yeah, I know of pastors that even when their children, when one of their children died, they still preach the gospel. They still ministered. Yeah, even when their spouse died, they still continue doing the work of God. Yeah, so that is how to be great. Not that something happened, then you say, let me slow down. Yeah, no, that is not how to work with God. That's not how to work with God. This thing happened, let me slow down. Maybe I should skip it this week. This good thing I've been doing, let me skip it today. I'll continue tomorrow. Let me skip it for this week. I'll continue next week. It's wrong. It will not allow you to enter into greatness. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me grace to be consistent in doing good, to be consistent in doing the good things I am doing now. Give me grace to be consistent so that I can be sure of entering into the future you have set before me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Say, Lord, give me the grace. Give me the grace. Some people, they are not consistent in paying tithes and offerings. They only pay tithes when it's convenient. Or some people maybe once in 3 months, or once in 6 months, and they want to enter into greatness. How will they enter into greatness? Say, oh Lord, help me to be consistent in doing the good things I am doing right now, or the good things I did some time ago. Lord, help me to be consistent. Help me to continue doing good things you have committed into my hands. Good things you have commanded me to do. So that I can be sure of entering into the future you have prepared for me. Help me to be consistent. Help me to be consistent. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make me stronger than the forces attacking that, Father, make me stronger than the powers of darkness attacking my progress. You have to move forward. On every side, you have to move forward. In every area of your life, you have to move forward. Say, Father, make me stronger than the forces of darkness attacking my progress. Spiritually, you have to move forward. Say, Father, make me stronger. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, make me stronger. Make me stronger than the forces of discouragement attacking my progress. Make me stronger than the forces of weakness attacking my progress. Make me stronger. Make me stronger. Make me stronger than the forces of unrighteousness, forces of sin attacking my spiritual progress. Make me stronger than them all. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I refuse to be a shallow Christian. Help me to be deep in the knowledge of you. Say, Father, I refuse to be a shallow Christian. Make me deep in the knowledge of you. Make me deep in the revelations of you. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. If God speaks to others, God can speak to you too. If God gives others revelations, He can give you revelations too. If God gives others encounters, He can give you encounters too. Say, I refuse to be a shallow Christian. I refuse to be a baby Christian, to be an immature Christian. Oh Lord, make me deep in the knowledge of you. 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 Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to stretch your right hand. You're going to stretch it toward the ground. Yeah, stretch your right hand towards the ground. Yeah, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost. Search out every demon hiding in my environment, hiding in my room to attack. Search them out and consume them. Fire of the Holy Ghost, search out every spirit of darkness that have made itself invisible. Hiding in my environment, hiding in my house to attack me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, search them out and consume them. Open your mouth and pray like that. De juge kiki hesusama, pisteke teka shemangada dishtelelea, mahasosijedea. Right now in the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, search out every unclean spirit, every spirit from hell, every creature of darkness hiding in my dwelling place, hiding in my house, in my apartment, hiding in my room, hiding in every part of my house to attack me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, expose and consume them. Expose and consume them. Expose and consume them. Expose and consume them. In the name of Jesus, every creature of darkness, visible or invisible, hiding within my environment and home and house to attack me, fire of the Holy Ghost, expose and consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, O Lord of hosts, release your mighty angels to carry out your desires for my life at this time, to carry out your plans for my life for this time. Release your mighty angels. Open your mouth and pray like that. Release your mighty angels to execute your plans for my life, for this time, for this time, for this hour of my life, for this moment of my life. Release your mighty angels. Release your mighty angels. Release your mighty angels to carry out your intentions for my life, for this period of my life, for this time of my life, for this hour of my life, for this moment of my life. Release your mighty angels to execute your plans in my life right now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make help come to me from dry places, from impossible places, places where no one can ever dream of getting help. Lord, command help to come to me from such places. The Father, command help to come to me from impossible places. Command waters to come to me from dry places. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, make help come to me from unusual places. Make blessings come to me from uncommon places, from impossible places, from dry places. Make help come to me. Make favor come to me. Make blessings come to me from impossible places, from unusual grounds. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have three more prayer points, and then we will round off the session. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the vehicle you have ordained to carry me into the platform of success, fame, and greatness. Let that vehicle appear now in my life. The vehicle, God will always use something to lift people up. Say, Father, let the vehicle that will carry me from where I am now to where you have prepared for me, let that vehicle appear now in my life. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Whatever you want to use, whatever you want to use, wherever you want to use, to take me into the platform of greatness and success. Oh Lord, let them appear. Let them appear right now. In the name of Jesus, let them appear right now. Let them appear right now. The vehicle you have chosen to use to lift me up into greatness, into fame, into glory, into success. Lord, let it appear now. In the name of Jesus, let it appear in my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. When Jesus saw that fig tree, he expected to find something to eat from the tree, but he found nothing. And then he cursed the tree, and the tree died. So also you are going to curse whatever is not of God in your life. You are going to curse them. We have power to curse things that should not be in our lives. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I curse everything going on in my life that should not be there, that should not be found in my life. I curse them. I command them to die right now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. You can cause sicknesses. You can cause diseases. You can cause whatever the enemy is doing in your life. Say, I curse everything that is not of God in my life. Let them die right now. In the name of Jesus, everything that God is not the one doing them in my life, everything that God does not plant in my life, I cause them to die right now. In the name of Jesus, everything going on in my spirit, soul, and body that is not of God, I cause them to die right now. Thank you, Lord. I cause them to die right now. Everything going on in my finances that is not of God, I cause them to die right now. In the name of Jesus. Everything going on in my marriage, in my family, that is not of God, I cause them to die. I cause them to die. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Van. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, reposition me for greatness. Say, Father, reposition me for greatness. Yeah, there's a need for repositioning, especially when you're not properly positioned for what God is about to do. Maybe in your mind, you're not properly positioned. Or in your career. Yeah. So you're going to say, Father, reposition me for greatness. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Reposition can also mean relocation. Relocation, changing location. You could be changing your job. You could be changing your business. Yeah. Say, Father, reposition me for greatness. Put me in that place, in that state, from where my greatness will emerge. Put me in that position, in that state, from where my greatness will emerge. From where my victory, my success, my prosperity will emerge. Reposition me, O Lord, for greatness. Reposition me. In my soul, reposition me. In my mind, reposition me for greatness. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are going to stop here. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for your mercies. Thank you for your great love for our lives. Thank you for signs and wonders that will be happening very soon, very shortly in our lives, one by one. Thank you, Lord, for a new glory that you're about to unveil in our lives. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for how you have helped us throughout this prayer session. We thank you for those prayers we have prayed that you have already answered. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you visit everyone here and give them blessings that are beyond their expectations. Blessings, prosperity that are beyond their expectations. Father, release into every life right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the hand of God reposition you for greatness. In the name of Jesus, everything that must change first, that must first change in your life, before your greatness will show, before your greatness will appear, I command those things to change right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that you shall be strong in the Lord and you shall be firm in the truth. In the name of Jesus, you shall be stronger than sin and temptations, and you shall be able to stand in righteousness. In the name of Jesus, the honor of the Lord shall be expressed in your life. The grace of the Lord shall manifest greatly in your life. As you put your trust in God, He shall show you His faithfulness. In the name of Jesus, as you completely depend on God, He shall surprise you with miracles. In the name of Jesus, new doors shall open for you. new ways shall open before you, and the name of the Lord shall be highly exalted through your life, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.